So we have a little kids video. Is it ready? Awesome. To share with you from our own kids here at Oak River.
Because Jesus was born. Because Jesus' birth.
We celebrate Christmas because it's the reason that we celebrate Christmas because it's the day that Jesus washed all our sins away. December 25th.
Because we want to stay a family. Actually, we want to be together mostly. And that's why we open presents around each other mostly. That's why.
For Jesus' birthday.
Because it's Jesus' birthday.
Because Jesus is fantastic.
It was when Jesus was born.
Getting to celebrate Jesus' birth with my family.
Going to Grammy's.
Presents.
Opening presents with the family.
My favorite part about Christmas is the giving, and I know that sounds really cheesy, but it's because, like, no, when you give to somebody and you see how much they like it, or maybe how much they like it, how much they like it, it like makes you feel happy inside because you're like, wow, I did that. I made them feel that happy.
Opening the gift Santa gave you.
Spending time. Being together around the tree opening gifts.
I would be very confused on what was going on, but I would also kind of know, because, like, if he was being born in a stable with this huge shining light on him and a bright star in the sky that night, I would be like, this kid's something special.
I would look. Give Mary gifts.
I would be like, ah! Christ is born!
Give him a present.
Give him 99, then I put myself in the present, and then when he opens it, I give him a little hug.
I would probably gift him.
I would give him the present I gave him, or give Mary the present, because I don't think he'll be able to open it.
Great job, kids. I love it. And Heather, thank you for putting that together. Where's Heather? Oh, there you are. Thank you for putting that. Yeah, we loved it. It was awesome. Really good. Our kids are the best. I just love them so much. It's fun. So, Merry Christmas, right? Can you believe it's here? Did anyone else feel like this year just zoomed by so fast, right? Some of you might be thinking, yeah, Merry Christmas for you, messy Christmas for me. Anybody thinking that? Messy Christmas. Yesterday, I babysat my grandson, who's 14 months old, and they called me the night before and said, is it okay if we bring the puppy? 7-week-old puppy. I'm like, bring it. I'm good. You know, it was a messy Christmas for me yesterday. Puppies pulling lights off the tree. It was messy, but it was fun. Messy Christmas, Merry Christmas. Whatever the case may be, I hope you enjoy it and make the most of it. Tonight we're going to talk about Welcome Home. We're going to finish out the series we've been doing all month on Welcome Home, and we're going to call it Light of the World. Light of the World. Have you ever wondered why we decorate so much with lights at Christmas? I think it's because Jesus was the light of the world. And we're going to talk about that. But because I love giving the kids gifts on Christmas Eve, I've asked Heather to come and pass out the gifts. And they're kind of fun. I hope they're not all tangled in here. So you can, their necklaces or whatever, however you want to use them, you can make them slow blink. Let's see if I can. Or fast blink. Or solid. Ooh, right. For all the kids or kids at heart, I think I have like 17 or 18 in there, so we should be good. Kylie, you want one. Don't pretend you don't. Yep. They're fun. So, as I was thinking about what I would share with you tonight, thank you for joining us, by the way. I'm so glad you're here to celebrate Christmas with us. And as I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you, we try to keep the service down to an hour because I know you have things you probably want to do in the next couple of hours after this and all day tomorrow. But as I was thinking, the phrase light of the world came to me because I feel like we need light so much right now. Does anyone else feel like sometimes it just feels dark in the world, right? So I want to share with you about Jesus being the light of the world. That's why we celebrate him. But I want to tell you that 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah wrote this. And see if this doesn't sound like today for you, for our world. Maybe not for you, but for our world. In Isaiah 8, 20 through 22, he says, "Look to God's instructions and teachings. People who contradict his words are completely in the dark. They will go from one place to another, weary and hungry. And because they are hungry, they will rage and curse their king and their God. They will look up to the heaven and down to the earth. But wherever they look, there will be trouble and anguish and dark despair." Isn't that a hopeful Christmas message for you right there? No, but it doesn't end there. Thankfully, that's not the end of the story because in chapter 9, and you might know, you probably know that in the Bible, there were no chapter separations. There was just a continuous letter or writing. So in chapter 9, he picks up by saying, "Nevertheless," I really intended to start with this verse, and then my Bible school teaching kicked in, and I heard my professor saying, if there's a nevertheless, you got to look backwards to find why it's there, right? So I looked backwards, and that's how you ended up first hearing the other two verses. "Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali, which is Galilee, will be humbled, but there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles," for a Hebrew prophet to write this, this is a big deal, "which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in the land of deep darkness, a light will shine." So Isaiah, 700 years before Christ was born, he said, it's going to be dark. Hold on to the word. It's going to be dark, but eventually a light will come that will light up the whole world. So can you imagine the number of generations that passed looking for the light? Where's the light? It's so dark. We've been through persecution. We've been through difficult times, very difficult times as a nation of Israel. Where's the light? It's too dark. So when Zechariah, in our Christmas story, we're bringing it forward 700 years now, when Zechariah prophesied over his son, who... That's a miracle in itself. If you haven't read it recently, read it. It's found in Matthew and in Luke, different parts of it. Such a great promise that came true for Zechariah and his wife. But when their baby, John the Baptist, was born, who was prophesied that he would be the one who points the people to the Messiah, Zechariah, after he was born, John the Baptist, Zechariah said, you're going to be the one to point people to the light of the world. And then he says this in Luke 1, 78 through 79, "Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace." Zechariah said, this is the one. My son gets to be the one to point people to the Messiah, the one who brings us light in our darkness, the one who brings us light to those who are sitting in the shadow of death. He brings light. He's going to bring light. It was confirmed by John, the beloved, when he said about Jesus in John chapter 1, verses 4, 5, and 9, the Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought life to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. On top of that, Matthew quoted the verses from Isaiah that I started with about a light coming into the world. So here's what I see. Three apostles, Matthew, Luke, and John, said Jesus was the light, confirming the prophecy from 700 years earlier that said the light was coming into the world. So what did Jesus say about himself? We've heard what the apostles, we heard about what the prophet said about him, Isaiah, from 700 years. We heard about what the apostles said about Jesus. What did Jesus say about himself? In John 8, 12 through 13, it says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. Not only did Isaiah talk about the light of the world coming, not only did Matthew, Luke, and John all say Jesus was the Messiah and the light of the world, not only did the star that was a heavenly light, shine for the wise men, but Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. Now, have you ever been to an airport, and have you ever seen the runway when it lights up so that the plane knows which runway to land on? That's what I had in my head. So when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, this is what I saw. Pretty, right? I saw him saying, this is the way. This is the way. Now listen, I believe that there are many paths that lead to that path. Probably everybody in this room, if you have a relationship with Jesus, you could tell us your story of how you came to this path. But once it gets narrowed down, there's one way. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If you don't want to walk in darkness, follow the path. If you want a safe landing, follow the path. That's impactful, right? But if every other light in this room were off, it would be even more impactful. So yes, Bill and I were talking about it before service. Do I grow concerned over some things I see in this world? Absolutely. But here's what I know. The darker it feels, the brighter the light of the world is. That's just the way it works. So let's review. Isaiah prophesied 700 years before Jesus that he was coming. The light was coming into the world someday. Three apostles claimed that Jesus was the light. Indeed, Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. But what did Jesus say about us? Probably you know this already. Matthew 5:14-15, Jesus is talking and he says, you are the light of the world. It's like he passed the baton. He said, I am the light of the world, but I'm getting ready to leave. And when I leave, you are the light of the world. Like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. So I'm going to have some help now, because I want to let you know that you are the light of the world. Isaac, can you take a light? Thank you. How about Kevin? Will you take a light? Thank you. How about Noah? Would you take a light? Thank you. How about Matt? Mm-hmm. You are the light of the world. 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 Are you okay doing this? You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. How about Gail over here hiding? You are the light of the world. Jesus said, listen, I'm getting ready to take off. And when I do, you are the light of the world. I know. Sometimes it's hard to shine. And these lights, thankfully they're rechargeable with a USB cord, so they stay lit for a while, and then you can recharge them. You know what? You need recharging too. I need recharging too. Because I start out bright and then somehow life happens and I start to get dimmer and dimmer. And then I remind myself, wait, it's time to charge. It's time to charge up, right? Here's what I want you to do. If you have a light, I want you to extend the path. So come up here and make the path longer or wider or however you want to do it. Perfect. Because you are the light of the world and you're giving people a runway to safely land. Perfect. Look at that. How much easier is that to see now? Right? Because it's longer, it's wider. It makes people aware that there is a light of the world. He has come. He has come. Recharge yourself when you're starting to feel. Maybe turn off the news too. Just for a little while. Turn off the news and turn on charge. Put in your USB cord and charge away, right? We're going to have communion together for those who desire. You don't have to be a member of Oak River to participate. We welcome all to participate if you would like. But to be sanitary, we are going to ask you when the video starts to move to the side, one side or the other, sanitize your hands and collect a cup. But today, because it's Christmas Eve, we have Christmas cookies for our communion. Because that's how we roll around here. So if you don't want the cookie, there is still the gluten-free option available to you. So that's there. You'll see a little cracker instead of a Christmas cookie that's gluten-free. And while we collect communion, I have a video I want to share with you from the movie that I saw, The Chosen. We are messengers. I think you'll really like it. It's called What Child Is This by the Children's Choir.
On Mary's lap is sleeping,
whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds
Yeah. while lies he in such mean estate?
Doesn't look like a painful death, does it? That's the amazing part to me of Jesus' birth that led to his death, is that he made it sweet for us. He made it good for us. It doesn't have to be bitter. It doesn't have to be hopeless. It doesn't have to be dark. It can be light. It can be sweet. And if you're having a messy Christmas, it's okay. Just enjoy the sweetness that he offers, whatever it looks like, whatever it looks like. Don't try to tell it what to look like. Just enjoy whatever sweetness he offers. So let's pray over the cookie or cracker, whatever you might have. God, I thank you that you were willing to send your son so that he could be born. And we celebrate his birth, but we don't forget. We choose to remember, even on his birthday, the reason that he came. And that's to give his life as a ransom for many, to be the light of the world. And so we thank you for that, and we celebrate it today, and we take this cookie cracker together. One time I had communion somewhere, and they gave us these pieces of bread that were like this big. I think Rhonda was there. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, I'm not hungry. And I'm not a big bread person anyway. That's not my weakness. I have other weaknesses, but that's not one of them. So I was like, I don't even know if I can eat all that bread. Interestingly, the longer it took for me to eat the bread, the more I was able to think about the reason for it. And it became one of my most meaningful communions ever, because it took time. to process it, chew it, and think about it. And so I'm thankful for that. So if you're still eating your cookie, keep enjoying it. It's all good. I'm going to eat the other half of mine after we're finished here. Little cup of juice looks so innocuous, looks so common, right? Looks so normal. I love that Jesus chose two things that were around the table all the time in their culture. I love that. That's why I'm okay with using a cookie, because I don't think it matters as much what it is, but the reason for it. He took what was common at every table in his world. So we take this juice that represents the blood of Christ, and we are thankful that it represents salvation, that it reminds us that we can be reconnected with God, that there's no barrier between us and him, that Jesus has become the light of the world, and we can follow his path and not walk in darkness. So God, we thank you for this juice. We thank you for all that it represents, all that it reminds us of, that we can come into full relationship with you as sons and daughters, that we are dearly loved, that we are cherished by you, and that you have made it possible for us to follow the light of the world right to you with nothing between. So we take this juice together. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a few more Christmas carols, but just because, actually, I bought these last year for our kids, and then we had to cancel our Christmas Eve service because of the snowstorm. Do you guys remember that? So we had to go online. So I have some jingle bells for the kids to rattle during our carols. So is it Megan or the whole team? Just Megan? So who wants jingle bells? Jingle bells, jingle bells. Okay. You'll take jingle bells. Girls, you want jingle bells? Sure, why not? I think that's one. There you go. You get gold, I guess. You're welcome.
Thank you.
are doing, and I'm so happy they did. You guys rocked. Way to go. Yay. Excellent. You get an extra cookie. Just saying, there's some cookies left in the kitchen, and you get an extra one, okay? Just saying. Thank you for coming tonight. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I hope you remember that Jesus is the light of the world. Anytime you're feeling like you're sitting in darkness, I just pray that this visual will come back to you and you'll remember that the way to God is through the light of the world, Jesus. And remember also that you are the light of this world now, and we need more light, don't we? Merry Christmas. Have a great evening and tomorrow. Love all of you.